This is going to sound a bit counterintuitive. We are still reeling from a pandemic that has brought many businesses to their knees. Hardly, one might think, the time to start a business. But New Jersey CPA Chris Whalen, who advises small businesses across the nation, says there are entrepreneurial opportunities too. Like a therapist friend of mine in suburban Detroit, who just hung out her shingle.
There's a pent-up demand for especially the therapeutic services, as you just mentioned with her. Everyone's been cloistered for the past couple of months, so it's not like the demand for services and products have gone away, and I'm just seeing an explosion of enthusiasm as more and more of the lockdown eases up. Some businesses, foot traffic, retail, of course, has trouble still, restaurants, but people are dying ever more for personal services. It's very interesting, especially mental health is big right now. My therapist clients around the country are booming. They're taking on more help. People are getting used to the DoorDash lifestyle. It's very interesting. My clients that incorporate a concierge kind of element to what they do really are seeing a boom also. So it's very interesting what the lockdown has done. Well, what I often ask people, as I say, when I do my interviews of business owners, I have this lockdown business stories. I ask them, let's say the lockdown stopped today. What have you instituted during the lockdown that you're going to continue because of the benefit? And it always is this concierge kind of hand-holding kind of element, even from a distance, that is really making a mark with their customers.
Whalen says it's also a renter's market with so many businesses closed down, like those that offered temporary office space.
When WeWork was having its trouble, I saw that was a model had trouble from the beginning. But look at all of these large office space locations or areas where WeWork and similar companies are now abandoning. I mean, you can get office space for a song in any major city right now. I mean, 10 cents on the dollar I'm seeing with my clients right now.
And there are a lot of street-level retail spaces that are vacant.
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they can't give it away right now. Some of my clients that are landlords in Manhattan, they're suffering at this time and they're looking for relief. They need the lockdown to be, even if the lockdown was 100% released right now, without large corporations feeling comfortable that the streets are safe, you're still going to have that retail space empty because it looks like a ghost town at lunchtime around Penn Station.
But Whalen says there's a downside. You have to have enough capital on hand to afford to open a business because the lending institutions are very wary right now about offering loans to new businesses. I'm Gary Baumgarten. Thanks for listening.